This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
A Chinese vaccine experiment gone wrong. Genes contain P shuttle SN sequences, proving laboratory origin. Now, why is this so important? Well, it came out a few days ago to Arrowhead, reported on Indian newspapers on one of the most prestigious scientific medical research centers, where they use computers similar to CRISPR to gene edit. And they just came out and said, this has clearly had a bunch of other viruses welded in, including the original HIV. Now, the control corporate media didn't come out and say, oh, well, let's just dispute the paper. They said Zero Hedge made it up, basically. Okay? And then said that Zero Hedge had outed scientists and doctors by writing an article about who published a paper. It's like, you know, outing an NFL quarterback, you know, because you talk about them, they're a public figure. That's how they took, because they can call anything harassment with big tech. So you know right away there's a big suppression. This paper is prestigious, and it's a scam. So see, science allows you to create these incredibly complex bioweapons or other systems, and basically it's nanotech, what it is, genetic nanotech, RNA nanotech, but it allows other scientists to find it. Okay, so it basically has serial numbers on it. And the excellent Zero Hedge article has shot scans of the virus, the sequencing, and the pieces cut in. But now they found the gene sequences in it that are only used when you're splicing, and so it's basically fingerprints. Now, since then, in the last few hours, they've come out and made the Indian Technical Institute pull their information. Pull the paper. Not even saying the paper's wrong, just the paper's been withdrawn because of the pressure. We wondered last week why the U.S. government, the UN, and others weren't sending out the gene sequence and the scan of the virus to research labs and places that were trying to test for it. Because if you have that, you can then get a look at the virus and see that it's been man-made. So now, Mike Adams is coming on. This is all breaking out there, but no one's put the pieces together. InfoWars is doing it right now. We're now getting a really good idea that, yes, what we originally thought was probably true. It got out of the lab. The Chi-Coms have released the SARS, same family, four times. This one we thought got out of a lab. Well, yeah, it got out of the lab. They've been doing trials, just like the UN's been caught doing secret trials. Remember measles and MMR vaccines trials, like kill a bunch of homeless? Because they do it with disadvantaged populations that don't have a group to defend them, like black Americans shot up with syphilis for 40-something years, being told it was vaccines, the Tuskegee experiment. Well, it's the same thing. And it looks like it was a vaccine for a whole laundry list, these big unified vaccines, and that it is a vaccine experiment gone horribly, horribly wrong. Wouldn't be the first time vaccines have spread disease. Especially now they go, hey, we can gene edit these vaccines all we want. We can gene edit all these, you know, vaccines where they're live, you usually get to cut them in half or break them up or radiate them or kill them. But now, oh, it works better. It's live, but we've made it harmless, like the new approved Ebola vaccine was just approved 2 months ago. Oh, it's live, but it's harmless. How does it mutate? What does it do? What could they implant in it? This is crazy. We're going to go to break. We're going to lay it out. This is global exclusive stuff. They wanted us off the air for just these type of moments. Stay with us.
I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guide with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Worldwide on this Sunday transmission, and time to time I come on air and I say this is the biggest news we've ever reported because the world is getting crazier. This is a quickening. First time I probably said biggest news that I ever reported was 15 years ago. Then I'd say it maybe once a year. Now I say it every few months. And I say, but I haven't said this is the biggest news I've ever reported in a while. This is right up there, and this is a global exclusive on InfoWars.com right now. And we've got the pieces of the puzzle, and we know what's going on, and this is sensational concerning the coronavirus and just how deadly it is, and its providence, where it came from, and how bad it's going to get. But first, I want to just say something. I told everyone that Hillary's going to end up being put as the VP on somebody's ticket about 2 years ago, or that she would run right before the window closed for her to be able to announce, and or that Hillary would be in a broker convention because there'd be too many Democrat candidates and a big battle over it, and because she would control the superdelegates that are still under her political control, they couldn't obviously have her be the nominee. They could have one of the candidates they choose her as the VP because she would really actually be the president. There's this Hillary Clinton deep state cult that believes that she was going to deliver all this to her deep state cronies inside the system. Now that's all over the news, CNN, ABC News. It's up on InfoWars.com. Zero Hedge has an excellent article on it. I told you exactly what she was going to do because I had two sources, literally, tell me what was going on with her. And I came on air and mentioned it some, and then I got another visit, and I was told, hey, folks want you to know this. People are always saying I work for the CIA. I have nothing to do with the CIA. CIA is a giant consortium, all sorts of people on it. It's just a government interface, the national security apparatus. But it was CIA that told me that. And they said, Hillary's horrible. We know you hate her. And she's on the phone, and she's in these meetings, and these are the scenarios. And then I would go look up the scenarios they told me. And so I'm just telling everybody. I mean, we break so much huge, massive stuff. That's why they want us off the air. It's the same thing with the situation with what's happening with globalism and their plans with open borders and replacement migration. And we got those documents over a decade ago. On so many fronts, we've been right there just because we're an outlet on air that will tell the truth. We end up getting the information from listeners and viewers and whistleblowers in corporations and in government and just in private life. It's all of us together. And then InfoWars makes mistakes sometimes. We go in, try to suss things out, try to discover exactly what's going on. But we can smell Trump's victory a mile off and forecast that. So it's the fact that we're so accurate and the fact that you've supported us that really upsets the system, because they need these hoaxes and these outrageous things they do to happen without anybody being able to question it. Because if they're going to sell you a bucket of horse manure and tell you it's chocolate cake, they need to gaslight you and say, no, it's really good. It's not bad. Everything's okay. But they need to play that giant, disgusting mind trick on you. And that is exactly what they're doing. Another example, and I'm not going to toot our horn, it's just a credibility issue for new viewers, why they see me being demonized every day all across the news. It's they want to inoculate you psychologically to not listen to us or check out what we're saying just up front. Oh, that's Alex Jones. I want to be lazy. I'm not going to look into what he actually said. I'm just going to believe what CNN said. Like what CNN says, Trump said he hates all Mexicans. And they're the worst people. And they're all criminals and scum. Never said it. I offered $1 million on air 3 years ago. I said, if you can find that, I will give you $1 million. No one could do it. By the way, I've paid $100,000 prizes out before. So, I mean, we do what we say we'll do. I offered $100,000 that I ever said there's Martian slave colonies with humans on it. That was all over the national news. Never said anything even close. But that's what they do. Here's another example. We exposed Fiona Hill and we exposed McMaster with direct people that had dinner with McMaster bragging about how he was going to destroy Trump and Trump was an idiot. And these people were totally blown away. We broke that. And they came to Roger Stone in D.C. and said, we're going to kill you or put you in prison and tell that big, sweaty, red-faced Texan he's going to be dead. Now, and we both had dinner and said, F them. I mean, and this was serious people said, you're dead. And Roger still did the right thing. He's facing 20 to 52 years in prison coming up in just 2 weeks or so at the sentencing on the 20th. So I'm explaining something. We're real, folks, and I know you know that, but what we're doing here is not an exercise in hype or an exercise in BS. We're really got our nose to the grindstone. You've seen I've been in the field with a lot of stuff. I'm going to be out all over the country. Got big stuff coming up. Can't tell you about yet because this is such a historical point that we're all in right now. So when we come back, I'm going to do my best from the engineers, from the scientists, from the researchers, from all the people involved to lay out what's really happening. But let's just right now state what we know. A major respected scientific computer gene sequencing college came out from India, and India time and time again is the country, I'm just giving them credit, that goes and tests vaccines and goes, well, why is there cancer virus in here? You know, why is this happening? Why is this going on? And they discovered that it had HIV virus delivery system. That's not HIV virus. It's the HIV virus delivery system, how it gets into the white blood cells. But this is the delivery system welded on to a system that goes through mucous membrane. So it's not HIV. Coronavirus doesn't have HIV. It has its proboscis, its teeth, its sword, its dingling. I mean, how it gets the stuff injected into you. I'm sorry to use that term. It's just dingling. It's a virus. It's dingling. So this thing has HIV's dingling. And that's just a layman's term for it, but that's what it is. So we can joke about it all day, but it might kill your ass. And it was welded onto it, so it's as phony as a $3 bill. How long do I got to break here? 2 minutes. We're seat of our pants here, folks. So Mike Adams is coming up next hour. Now, what's crazy is this has been proven, and this is a very respected Indian institute. I don't have to tell folks the Indians are got some of the high-ass IQs out there, especially in mathematics and things. Very prestigious. They have been forced to withdraw the study. Now, remember, when this all broke, they were taking down medical sites, mainline scientists on Twitter, Zero Hedge, and saying it's fake. There is no paper. The paper's fake. Well, then the scientists came out and said, no, this is real. It's our professors. Suddenly, World Health Organization gets involved. Others, China gets involved. India's neighbor. They just withdrew the paper. They didn't say it's wrong. They withdrew it. And they were very conclusive. They're not usually conclusive in papers like this. They were conclusive because this is an iPhone. Don't need to be a scientist to know it, okay? This is a white piece of paper. Don't need to be a scientist to know it. When they scan it, they explain the paper. They said, listen, this is artificially chopped into here and isn't even part of the same family of viruses. And so this is unprecedented. This is insane. Now, the rest of the story, as old Paul Harvey would say, when we come back, Infowars.com, Newswars.com, since this thing broke, all the sites just asking questions about it have, in fact, even before this broke, daily hack attacks, daily sabotage. It's happening to everybody. I can't even get into what's happening behind the scenes. We know this is huge because the effect of them trying to suppress everyone in mass before we even questioned it is crazy because they know this is incredibly serious. It's all coming up. Infowars.com, Newswars.com, tomorrow's news today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley's giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Gentlemen, again, thank you so much for joining us on this Sunday, February 2nd, 2020 transmission. Now, let me begin at the beginning and then walk through what's happened. And then if you add all the other little side things that are going on and the behavior of governments, they're really, really concerned about this coronavirus for a good reason. It's man-made. And the minute they saw it was man-made, the giant crapping fits began. Now, you'll notice on Thursday and Friday, it was a big internet controversy. Like, as Jones sold out, he's saying it's probably not that bad. No, I'm sold out to the truth. So obviously, for shows or anybody, to hype something up gets more viewers. I'm not going to do that. I have children. I try to tell the truth. I try to figure out things. And then when I make mistakes because I'm trying to figure out what's going on, we're getting lied to most of the time, and I'm out here in the dark just like you are trying to muddle through things, I'm going to make mistakes. And when I make mistakes, they come in with a big old magnifying glass, and they zoom right in on every little minutia and turn it around and say we're doing it on purpose. So I don't want to say I'm paralyzed. That's not it. I've been having a bunch of guests on with different views and different angles that I respect from different angles. Dr. Steve Pachinik, he's a medical doctor, a great investigative journalist who works on this very intensely, Sean Rappaport, Mike Adams, but so many other people and experts we've had on to give their take and give their view on this. And what became clear very early was this is not a normal event. Now, we didn't want to say this is the big one. The way to say it's not the big one is to say, okay, it's probably a big world health drill, a big world government drill, because the way we've seen the Russians and the Chinese and the U.S. lockstep the same propaganda, and the way the talking points have been just the same, I've never seen this before. And I know they have global agreements during a world pandemic to basically link up and all operate the same. And so I saw that going back over a week ago, and I said, well, you all heard me talk about it. You called in. Most of you agreed. I said, this has got to be a hoax or a majorly exaggerated because they're all in lockstep. But if it's real, they'd be in lockstep too. So then why would Trump, wait more than anybody to start closing down flights? Now he's doing it, starting it. Didn't want to create a panic in the stock market. That was our reason for that. And then we were calling around the top labs and checking the news, and normally you'd have a scan on a virus like this. It's publicly available. You want all the clinics around there doing testing. They have the machines to test the virus and put it in. Computers do it now to be able to tell. So it's taking days. It takes hours. And the clinics are all like, yeah, they won't give us a scan of it. And instead, databases that would have it, systems that would share it, subgroups that had gotten it were suddenly being hit with giant denial of service attacks out of D.C., and out of Northern Virginia, and out of China, and out of South Korea, and out of Germany. But see, you can go hijack computers somewhere and do it from somewhere else, so that doesn't mean anything. Like somebody steals your gun and goes and kills somebody with it. That doesn't mean anything. So we're here trying to figure this out, just like you are, because we've never seen such a lockdown. We've never seen such hysteria in their actual action. But then they're telling you, oh, it's not that big a deal on the news. It's that mix of big, huge clampdown, tanks in the streets equivalent, in China literally, bodies being burned in mass, drones flying around going, get off the streets, or you'll have your carbon credit cut or whatever. That's going on. The rollout of the robots managing people locked up in apartment buildings. I mean, like dreidels, exterminate, out of Doctor Who. But instead, they're not doing that. They're teaching you, don't run, we are your friends. The dreidel brings you the food. So we're just being, oh, dreidels are coming. They're going to be, Daleks. The Daleks are like, exterminate. They're rolling around the Chinese hotels and apartment buildings. And so drones are flying around. We'll play this next segment. Barking and everyone giving orders. And I'm like, okay, this is a giant drill. But then, not just this group, but other major scientific universities come out and say, this virus doesn't look normal. Doesn't look novel, like original. It looks like Frankenstein. You know, you're like, how do you know Frankenstein's Frankenstein? He's got stitches across his head. He's got stitches on his arms. He's made out of a bunch of different bodies. He's got, you know, some crazy person's brain. And so you see the syntheticness of it, and now you get this major university, highly respected. I mean, I went and looked this group up. This is what they do. They scan the virus, and all these top scientists are listed here, people that are, you know, creating vaccines, people that do this for a living. They're respected, very respected. This is unbelievably obviously manufactured. And they said it's sensational. It's sensational that this has got the original mother of all HIV. That means everything that would mutate out of it. There's hundreds of types of HIV mutations. So if you want to always create a vaccine to counter all HIV, you go back to the grandma. You go back to the big daddy. You go back to the grandpa. You go back to the original stud line. Okay? And boom, there it is, the delivery part sliced out, and another part sliced out of the virus, and it's sliced in to give it teeth. So again, if I came through your door in full armor and a samurai sword attacking you, you'd know I came for a fight. That's what was happening. This virus was given a delivery system that isn't even part of its genetic background or what SARS has done. So they took a really bad, really viral, easily spread SARS coronavirus that China's already released four times, they claim being an accident. Probably, again, vaccine tests they've done to see what it does to the population. We know that's happened with H1N1 here before. We know this is going on in mass experimentation to see how these vaccines work. And so, oh, it's happened again, but then people get it and they go, what the hell? This has got HIV delivery system that plugs into a T lymphocyte white blood cell and injects itself in the protein cell membrane to get through. But see, this doesn't inject into a white blood cell, thank God. It injects through mucous membrane to get into your body. So it's meant to get in through your nose or get in through your mouth or get in through your eyes. So this is it, ladies and gentlemen. And it's absolutely massive. What does all that point towards? And what now the left? They know. Nothing wrong. She just had breast implants. You know, she's got silicone on there. Got a doctor. So it's artificial, ladies and gentlemen. It's in there's new evidence for this coronavirus weapon. Might have been a Chinese vaccine experiment gone wrong. Genes contain P shuttle as proving laboratory origin. And big story. Proven laboratory origin by having the P shuttle SN gene. That's the big call here. The big one. We'll be right back to think about that. It's major scientific groups coming out going, no, it's P shuttle dash SN. It's slap me. So did they let it out on purpose, or was it escape? Was it an accident? Was it vaccines? We break it all down straight ahead. Stay with us.
Come on, baby. We now know that more than 60 million people are on total lockdown in China, and the food supplies and medical supplies are running out. We know the virus has already spread to more than a dozen countries, and many Chinese who escaped Wuhan are now confirmed to be arriving on the United States West Coast. We've now confirmed from major food suppliers across the United States that they've already run out of supplies of storable foods because of institutional and governmental buyers. That's right, the rich, the powerful, the elite, big corporations are now buying up food stores at alarming rates. InfoWars private labels from My Patriot Supply and ships right out of the very same factory. They called and let us know that they have bought food forward, but that's going to run out probably in a few weeks, and that people need to order now if they want to be able to get it within 7 to 10 days. But if people wait, it may end up being longer. But if you get your order in now at InfoWarsStore.com, you will be secure to get the food within 7 to 10 days.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Broadcasting worldwide on this Sunday transmission. I am on the road working on major breaking news and information, and I will be here throughout the week. But Paul Watson is going to be guest hosting. Mike Adams is going to be guest hosting. We'll also have Tom Papert guest hosting. Now, Mike Adams, who's been proven dead on during this whole fiasco with the coronavirus, is going to be on hosting the second hour. Tom Papert will be popping in as well. And I've already gone over a lot of this, but let me just sum it up right now. There's a big article up on Infowars.com that shows the breaking news and has the full article with the videos and all the links. And in the headline, it deals with the fact that the origin of the virus has been discovered. That's right. And it's man-made. Now, last week, one of the top Indian universities that does this scanned it with their computers, and they've got gene editing systems now where they're not able to scan stuff. They can go and do whatever they want. Think about the magnitude of that. And they can go in at the microscopic level and even change things. And they said, yeah, no, this is as clear as a clear blue sky. And this has had the HIV delivery system, the injection system. It's not HIV. I want to be clear about that. The media has already been trying to spin that. It's not HIV. It's like when you go to the store and let's say you've got to take some type of injection, let's say like insulin. So you get your insulin and you get your little needle and an injector. And I know the audience knows this. I'm not patronizing you. I'm not talking down. There are some people that'll be panicked by this. So I want to be totally clear. It's not HIV and the coronavirus. It's the needle and plunger and injector. Like, it's not the mosquito. It's the proboscis. What's a mosquito's proboscis? It's its mouth with a needle on it. It sticks it in you, and it pumps saliva down one end that liquefies the blood cells so they don't clot, and then it sucks it back up. That's its delivery system. Okay, and that's why it burns. It delivers acid to liquefy your blood so it can slurp it out. Well, that's a delivery system on a mosquito, proboscis. This is the HIV virus, original, which folks believe was one of the first major engineered viruses before. That's been in Congress. It's come out. They had an autoimmune weapons program. That's been declassified. They didn't call it HIV. So they go, well, we're not saying HIV's it. But there was a secret program in 1979 in New York injecting gay men with a live autoimmune virus that would shut down their immune system and let pneumonia or cancer, you know, anything kill you. Because it's not just viruses and bacteria that white blood cells are killing. I mean, when cancer is spreading, they're like, But if you wanted to kill somebody, you'd kill their T lymphocytes. Because the T lymphocyte isn't just a white blood cell. It's the general. You know, in the military, general on the front lines with a star on his hat, because that's who you want to kill. So this virus kills the general. Well, now they've welded off the exact delivery system and put it onto this, and now Mike Adams break this time and great until next hour. P shuttle SN sequence proving laboratory origin. So that's the big news here that's now coming out, is that you can only have that in a laboratory engineered situation. And so this is just so huge. And so the next question is that I should be asking myself, because I mean we're all in this together, is wow. Was this in a vaccine test gone wrong? That's what Mike Adams thinks, and he's smarter than I am at this stuff. Is it a bioweapon some crazy group made? You know, it's not just governments that can do this now, or corporations. Or big corporations. This is becoming easier and easier. Some crazy eugenics lab tech like 12 monkeys that thinks there's too many people. That's the scenario they're most worried about. Because was it some test? And somebody got infected from a monkey in a test they were doing, and it got out that way. Is it a vaccine gone wrong in a secret trial they know goes on and happens? Is it a bioweapon that leaked out? Did a crazy person release it? I mean, those are the questions we've got to war game and then ask ourselves. Why has the response been so huge? The response has been, this is the worst thing ever. The PR's been, oh, it's not that big a deal, but be careful. And so people have really responded. But the article is up on Infowars.com. 2 days ago, a paper published in the BioExit.org journal presented findings that indicated the coronavirus appeared to be engineered with key structural proteins, close quote, of HIV. The uncanny similarity of unique inserts. These aren't mutations. These are inserts in the 2019 nCoV spike protein, the HIV-1 GP120, and GAG, I spent 10 hours last few days just researching what this stuff means, concluded that the engineering of coronavirus with such gene sequences was likely to be fortuitous in nature, proving strong scientific support for the theory that the coronavirus is an engineered bioweapon that escaped laboratory containment in China. The coverage of the paper by Zero Hedge led to a firestorm of denials by governments, health authorities, and CIA-controlled media. Not surprisingly, any suggestion that the coronavirus was engineered as a bioweapon had to be immediately eliminated. The prevailing panic by the establishment sought to blame the outbreak on Mother Nature, bats, snakes, seafood. It's fun to do that. It's just gross eating bats. And look, Chinese folks are great, but man, stop eating a lot of snakes. You know, I mean, just, you know, it's like in Africa where they beat the baby monkey on the head, eat the brains. Just come on, man. Rather than the human beings who are playing around with deadly biological weapons that are designed to extinguish human life. Wow, that's beautifully written. Yeah, none of us want to see, like, faces of death, a little monkey chained down, and they're beating its brains out, and the woman eats the brains. That's abhorrent. All cultures aren't the same. Stop doing that. Everybody likes to bash Jews all day, but they were the ones 3,000 years ago in Leviticus said, hey, let's stop putting kids in fires of demon gods and stop drinking blood and stop having sex with your sister and stop eating oysters. Not that oysters aren't delicious. Sometimes they kill your ass. I mean, so everybody wants to go, oh, you idiot, crazy, you know, Chinese eating bat soup. It's easy to blame on that, but forget bat soup. You know what's 1,000 times more evil than bat soup? What's disgusting? Like, you know, eating wings with hair on them? I mean, come on. That's degeneracy. What is bad is splicing things into genes and into RNA, and then it releases, and all the things that happen, and the admitted huge history of vaccines causing damage and plagues, and then we're supposed to just go along with this and just cover it all up, or we'll get censored. We'll get told to shut up. So that's really the big news here, and when we come back, we'll get into the bio RXIV server on biology, Cold Spring Harbor Laboratory, and the fact that this even got published in the Cold Spring Harbor Laboratory, that's the main eugenics laboratory, because they're aware of all this going on. P shuttle essence sequence proves the coronavirus pandemic was definitely engineered in the lab. We'll cover that when we come back and I'll actually read the scientific findings on this report for you on the other side. But as we go to break, I cannot tell you enough. I sell high-quality storable foods because I believe we should all be prepared and be self-sufficient and be able to shelter in place so the virus doesn't get into our house or other viruses. Like, this is why I've got guns, why I've got food. And I have the best nano silver the U.S. military uses. We showed those restrictive documents just a few days ago. I was authorized to by folks. Congress released it to us, and I'm just telling you, the military released it to us. They're like big fans. They're like, hey, Alex, you sell the only nano silver out there that we've actually secretly said kills the SARS virus and stuff. And I'm actually, that's real stuff I showed on air. That's like real. So I didn't jack up the price on all that. You need it. It funds our operations. So get your immune gargle in three different sizes. It'll be sold out in a week or less. And get the high-quality storable foods. A lot of storable food companies have already sold out because government's buying it all up. We're still selling it. They're at the same price, and we're actually delivering it through My Patriot Supply, InfoWarsStore.com. Get 4-week, get 3-month and more at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's insurance you can eat, peace of mind, and it funds the InfoWar. Get prepared, know you're ready, and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. We'll be right back.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
There's a new way to show your support for the InfoWars crew at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, when you buy your favorite products, you can add a donation right at the checkout. Simply open the donation option and either select a preset amount or enter a custom amount. With this brand new donation module, donating to support the InfoWars crew has never been easier. You ask, we deliver. This easy option gives you the means to donate directly to the cause. Remember, we're all part of the fight. InfoWars, brought to you by you.
Since the beginning, Secret 12 has been one of our most popular formulas. Now we're bringing you an all-new version of your favorite formula to help you reach your energy peak. Ultra 12 from InfoWars Life takes advantage of the most effective and expensive form of B12 available, methylcobalamin, to provide you with twice the B12. Ultra 12 can help make DNA, support the body's energy production, and help produce healthy blood cells while assisting proper nervous system function. Help support your energy levels and take advantage of the superior form of B12 today with Ultra 12.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live. I'm going to be joined here by Mike Adams in about 6 minutes. He's going to take over. I'll be waiting in the wings, but this is so important that I'm going to jump in if I don't just turn the microphone off, because he's an engineer. He has a biotesting and viral testing and chemical testing lab. He has people employed that do this. He is being massively demonized, attacked, because he's been spot on. He has believed it's been released from a lab from the beginning because of the hysterical response. Governments weren't ready for this. They're very scared. And now the evidence mounts. It was either injected in a vaccine trial and the vaccine mutated, which is why live vaccines are so dangerous, just because they've done gene sequencing and believe it's going to be harmless. Again, they approved Ebola in mid-December in the U.S., and they're shooting people up with a live Ebola vaccine. Let me just say that again. on December 18th, if you look it up, I'm going from memory, U.S. approves Ebola vaccine, not for trials, but for general use in December of last year. So I say 2 months ago. Yeah, it's about a month and a half ago. We're already into February 2nd. And this is just insane. Totally insane. And so I had hoped and prayed that this was just government running a drill worldwide, but now they're scared because this is a live virus. The top research groups are saying it's been engineered, and then they're being pressured by the UN to withdraw the report and not saying why. It's definitely crazy. Under intense pressure, the authors of the original paper have now withdrawn the paper and intend to reverse it, or not revise it, excuse me. They're not saying why. Oh, we're withdrawing it. We're not saying we're wrong. We're going to revise it. The publication that originally carried the paper now has a warning message stating this article has been withdrawn. Click here for details. Because Facebook fact checkers who don't even have viral research biology degrees, who aren't doctors, they say it's not true. Don't scare people with HIV. It's not HIV. No one said it was HIV. They said it's the delivery system for HIV. My watch isn't time, isn't us orbiting the sun. It just tracks it. They play games. In addition, the publisher has posted a message warning that all science papers that post are preliminary reports but should not be recognized as inclusive. Well, science is that way, period. You're always learning more. Especially when the science establishment is panicked that its official narratives might be crumbling by the hour. No doubt the authors of the particular paper have been sufficiently threatened to revise their conclusions, and an update of their original paper will soon be posted effectively that announces everything they stated in the original paper. And it goes on. But remember, the head UN scientist said the vaccines are killing people. There's a cover-up back in December. We got the information. It's been out there, no coverage. Because if you do, you get blocked. And it's videos of all the head scientists saying, it's hurting people, it's killing people. These adjuvants are triggering all sorts of deaths. And our doctors think it's hurting people. They know it's a wobbly front line. Wobbling means next to collapse. Shaky, wobbly means, like a boxer. He's wobbly. I mean, their own doctors know this. I have to have a degree to take your two-year-old and get a shot. And they're like, Mommy, I love you. Can we go to the mall after this? Or can we go see a movie and get the shot? Blood drink coming out your nose. It's like you're walking through Arizona and a rattlesnake bites you. Are you a medical doctor? Are you a venom specialist? No, your kid's leg swells up and they end up chopping their leg off because the rattlesnake built them. If you're in Africa and a king cobra bites you, or India, you usually die in about 5 minutes. Now, do you go, don't say a king cobra killed you because you're not a doctor. It's like a bee stings you. I used to laugh at folks that had allergic response to bees. Oh, yeah, right. Hospital. I finally got hit by a swarm when I was like 20. Now I get stung. I swell up. I got to drink Benadryl as fast as I can. I actually have an EpiPen at my house, one in my car now because of it. Because you can't breathe. You're turning red. You're scratching all over your body. Imagine these babies being injected with dozens and dozens of shots. Everybody knows you can have an allergic response to that. The allergic response is the bare minimum. What else is in the shots? What are they hiding? What about the secret history? So Mike Adams is taking over here in a moment. He's going to get into all of it from start to finish. I'm asking him to give a whole presentation from start to finish, what we know and how big this is and how serious he thinks it's about to get. And then tomorrow I'll be hosting with Paul Watson. We're going to take a lot of calls. PS Shuttle SN sequence proves the coronavirus pandemic was definitely engineered in the lab. Now studying new evidence has emerged that proves the coronavirus was definitely engineered in the laboratory and may have been deliberately injected into patients as part of a Chinese vaccine experiment gone wrong, which they, again, use those folks over in China as guinea pigs more than anybody. You don't just think it's poor folks in Appalachia and poor black folks in Alabama, do you? As detailed by James Lyons Wellner, MD, founder of the Institute for Pure and Applied Knowledge, and author of 57 peer-reviewed publications, an analysis of the gene sequencing for coronavirus finds a particular peculiar sequence called P-Shuttle-SN. This sequence is the remnant of genetic engineering sequence that was used to insert genes into viruses and bacteria. It's the fingerprint. the envelope of what it came from left on it. It provides irrefutable open source proof. See, energy isn't destroyed. It's just transferred. So energy leaves a mark. You can't get rid of the fingerprints, man. They're not God. They're play God. Only God knows how to get rid of evidence. The sequence is of the remnant of the genetic engineering sequence that was used to insert genes into viruses and bacteria. It provides irrefutable open source, quote, proof that the coronavirus now circulating in the wind was engineered in a laboratory. Every lab that has the gene sequence can see this for themselves. It's right out in the open. That's why the U.S. government, the Chinese, won't transmit to the thousands of labs the code. Everybody's like, we want to test. We want to know. And they're like, oh, we're not giving it to you. Because it's got the mark on it, ladies and gentlemen, like a logo, like Budweiser. It's got the mark right on it. Bigger than Dallas. The Dallas Cowboys. You know that blue star, that silver helmet? Or the Redskins in D.C.? You see that? I mean, you know who that is. Seattle Seahawks. Got the mark right there. You see some mother and father with their kid, you can tell that's their kid. It's got the mark right there. Your brain knows that's their kid. It knows they look just like him. It's incredible. Mike Adams is about to take over. One thing we can say for certain is that the particular virus has a laboratory origin, states Lyons Weller in a bombshell interview with Dell Big Tree of the High Wire. The whole video's up there. It's on InfoWars.com. It's on NaturalNews.com. And they are hacking and trying to savage us with mass attacks that are bigger than we've ever had. And we're just used to it. So we're like, yeah, we're in a mass attack. Like soldiers that have been in war a long time. And yeah, mortars are blowing up. There's dead bodies everywhere. And I don't say that to act tough. I'm saying I've kind of gotten where I'm punch drunk here. But I want listeners to know the attacks are 10 times what they've ever been, 20 times. It's insane. I can't even tell you about it on air for security reasons. This is the big one from the attack we're seeing. You should get prepared. Spread the word about these videos and articles. That's the most important thing you can do. And get things like the high-quality nano silver immune gargle we have that's selling out. I'm still discounting at 40%. And get the high-quality storable food that we're ready to ship. For My Patriot, they're in our computers. We drop ship right through them. You get it first, 7 to 10 days still. But within about a week, they're going to be sold out. Week and a half or so, and they're going to have to then put out 2, 3, 4 weeks. But if you order now, you will get the storable food. People say, well, I even had a really smart guy, and I would say, well, why do you want food? Why is everybody buying it? Because they know if you've got to stay in your house for a couple of weeks while this thing rampages through, if it is as bad as we think, then you've got the food, you've got the guns, you've got the storable water, and then your family lives. And I will tell you, I'm ready. And if I start seeing mass spread and all this, I'll broadcast from home as long as I can because I'm not going to expose my children to this. I'm going to have food. I've got water. I've got solar panels. I've got it all. But if you don't have the money for that, understand, just have a firearm, know how to use it, and have storable food and water filtration. Mike Adams is taking over right now. We hope that this isn't needed, but the response shows you how serious this really is. Again, please take action. Whatever you do, your word of mouth is king. Tell people about how you're watching and how you're listening right now and spread the word. So what Mike Adams is about to say is critical. We're a minute and a half to break, but Mike Adams, take over right now. You are the host of the InfoWar.
All right, here we go. Thank you, Alex, for all that coverage. This is critical breaking news. In the next hour here on InfoWars.com, I'm going to bring you a detailed analysis of the new evidence that's emerged and give credit where it's due to James Lyon Weiler, who has really done a genome sequencing analysis of this and found really irrefutable proof that this was engineered. So as of today, this is 100% a man-made virus. There is no natural origin of this. Any news organization that's reporting that this is caused by bats and snakes and seafood markets, that's fake news. This is 100% man-made. Laboratory origin confirmed, and I'll explain why as we continue. By the way, feed me the clock, guys. That would help me get to the break here. I don't have video at the moment. Or just let me know when. Nevertheless, we're going to go take a break. 2-minute break. We'll be right back. I'm going to get right into this. We're going to cover it in detail. You're watching the Alex.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Noble Nava renowned Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.